This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Time to start our broadcast week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. And, you know, a number of weeks in a row here on GCN, we've had the great fortune of connecting with one of my best buddies, investigative journalist John Rappaport from No More Fake News, to give you perspective that you will not get anywhere else unless you hear John being interviewed on the radio. If they ask him the right questions, he's ready to go. And we're ready to go. Now, I will say this once again, as almost a disclaimer, because we are talking about the controversy of a claim of a novel new coronavirus, COVID-19, that's on everybody's mind. What are the predictions? What's going to happen? When we talk about realities or questions we have about cause of illness even or death, we're not denying illness or death. People do get sick. They do die. We have other, I believe, rational and logical explanations, and we have questions that are not being answered rationally and logically. So with that, let's dive back into this, what I call a mess of a fear porn campaign that everybody's going to die, and you better buy your toilet paper today.
Hello, everybody. I'm not selling toilet paper, although in Australia, as I've been told, a couple of guys, as a joke, put up toilet paper for sale on eBay, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
One guy had a pack of six rolls or something like that and was asking like $500 or $1,000. And somebody said, I'm buying. Now, this guy hasn't gotten paid yet, so we don't know, but that's where the consciousness is going.
You know what? We should like sell the old Stretch Armstrongs for that purpose. Like you run out of toilet paper, you don't want to use your own hand. Here, Stretch Armstrong will do the job for you.
Right.
Oh my God! Listen, it's obviously a delicate subject because there's a lot of fear surrounding it. But you know, I said this on my Friday show, John, and I even mentioned you about this. The perspective that I have about the basic concept of how disease manifests, how infection manifests, that I don't look at the cause, even if it's present and validated to be present, like an infectious agent, as the cause necessarily as an opportunity or an opportunistic in a body that is vulnerable due to toxicity, deficiency, stress, emotional. There's so many factors that give rise, because if the germ theory were accurate, as Pastor was said, but he was claimed to have said on his deathbed that he was wrong, that Bechon was right. I don't know. I wasn't there. But he said that the germ is nothing. The terrain is everything. We begin to look at this as a terrain issue, as you've done for many years, and I have as well, like Wuhan, toxic pollution, add on. And like, okay, you can predict that something respiratory or otherwise is going to happen. Have we, after weeks and weeks of this now, John, been satisfied to our questions? Is like, where's the virus?
Exactly, where's the virus? And look, as you started to say there, if germ theory in its purest form were correct, given the number of germs in the world, which I don't even know if there's a number high enough to count them, we would all be dead many, many times over, not just once, but dead on dead on dead on dead. So something else is going on, even if you believe that microbes and viruses and so forth can cause illness, there certainly would be many other more important factors. But what I see happening at this point now is the fear porn is reaching such a high level, and what I would call the operation, as in, as if you were an intelligence agency and you're launching an operation.
Mm-hmm.
The operation to scare the global population and herd them into doing whatever it is that they're being told to do. Stay at home, self-isolate, don't go to large spaces, no mass events, let's cancel some of those. Quarantines, lockdowns, take the vaccine whenever it shows up. If you are diagnosed, you must take the antiviral drugs, which are highly toxic, etc., etc., all of these. Go shopping, clear out the shelves, bring everything home, stock up. All of this sort of stuff is an operation. It's designed for a number of reasons with a number of beneficiaries at different levels to profit in different ways, not just financially, from the whole exercise or operation. It is not just simply something accidental. And the World Health Organization, to name one, and the CDC for another, they've been trying these things out for a long time with various epidemic duds like West Nile and SARS and swine flu of 2009 and so on and so forth. And especially the World Health Organization, they haven't been able to get over the top of the mountain, so to speak. They haven't been able to go as far in control and scare as they wanted to, and now they feel like they've really got their hands deep in the consciousness of the public, and they can start twisting, and that is what they're doing to the max.
Well, you mentioned CDC particularly. Look at this $8.3 billion that was approved last week for coronavirus hunting, I suppose, including vaccine manufacturing. But I think it was like $2 billion went to CDC. How many times have they been on the verge of being canceled out of existence? I remember like the Reagan era before the era of AIDS popped up. They were going to be like, we don't need you. And then suddenly, oh, my gosh, they're going to save us. And so I see this also playing out in terms of the careers of scientists who are not toxicologists primarily, or if at all, but virus hunters, which you've written about extensively.
Indeed. And I hope that people are aware, although many people are not, that the CDC has an organization called the Epidemic Intelligence Service, which we discussed before. I call it the medical CIA. And these are all kinds of medical professionals who are trained specifically to go out on missions wherever outbreaks happen, to find out what's going on. And through their training and brainwashing called medical school, they are completely inured to the idea of we must find a virus. You could have a corporation spilling tons of toxic poison in a river, and these guys would say it's a virus.
Mm-hmm.
So there is certainly that. And on the CDC's own website, they say that they send out these Epidemic Intelligence Service people on roughly 100 or more missions a year. So they're very busy people over there trying to drum up business and, as you say, stay in existence, drag in their increased budget money from the federal government, and guarantee the careers of all their employees.
Well, and how is this done? Through the very thing you said, fear porn operations. It is the frightening of the people who have given up on their individual connection and responsibility to care for their health and understand how it goes wrong or awry or it fails. And we have seemingly intelligent and otherwise intelligent people that know a lot about a lot of stuff. That in our lifetime, John, or maybe number of generations over the 20th century and the 21st, gave up in one particular area, and that is health and disease, and said, you know what? We can't do that. That's over our heads. Let's turn it over to the ruling class of the medical doctor. And we would have been better to, from the Western perspective, turn it over to the Bush doctor or the witch doctor that they make fun of me being, right? A homeopath. But the reality is we gave up on our birthright and caring and concern for our own health care on a community local level, whether it be the medicine man, the medicine woman, and turned it over to a for-profit globalist cartel that people would otherwise go, we don't trust them. But suddenly when a virus is yelled out, all your cynicism and skepticism goes out the window.
It's funny how that works, isn't it? And as I think I mentioned the last time I was on with you, when these people who are propaganda experts find something that really works, like the virus, do you think they're just going to move on to something else? When they find something that hot that provokes that much fear and automatic reflex obedience from populations, you better bet that they're going to stay on it, and they're going to keep pushing. They're going to keep stimulating that reflex on and on and on, because it's a winner. It works for whatever reason. And so that's what they do. And that's what we're seeing now, is the invention of a, you could say, a kind of spherical reality that is supposed to encompass the entire world, having to do with this coronavirus and the so-called epidemic and all of the implications and so on and so forth. It is being created, folks, invented. It is not simply, oh, we found this and, oh, look at that. It has nothing to do with that.
The irony is
being invented wholesale.
Yes. And the irony of this spherical thing that you just related has these viral causation hypotheses has more to do with flat earth theory than any spherical theory.
Yeah. That's true.
You know? True.
Yeah.
Just make it up and frighten them and they won't think clearly on this issue. We got them because we know how powerful fear is. Well, we're not afraid. John Rappaport's not afraid. I hope y'all continue to be with us here. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, our live broadcast through GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. I'm on additional 2 hours a day, every day, Monday through Friday, as well as our Sunday broadcast. Go to robertscottbell.com and nomorefakenews.com for John. We'll talk about more of this after the break.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's always so refreshing to have John Rappaport with me. I mean, I feel like all is right with the world. I'm talking to someone who sees the world clearly. And you know, it's just funny because there's so seemingly so few of us yet. The feedback I've gotten, you know, covering the story this way that we've done for years has been overall just supportive. You know, like finally some sanity, some rational voices. And John, I'm sure you're getting some of that too.
I'm getting exactly the same thing. What a relief, finally. You know, this is overwhelmingly what people are emailing me. I found your article, I read it, thank God somebody else sees what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. Keep writing, keep doing it. It's, you know, this is the theme that I'm hearing over and over again. And we are certainly at a high point in terms of the website and the blog and in the sense of response and interest from people. You know, there's one thing, a nice little example that I wanted to point out here. In the state of Washington, I don't know today's figures, but as of, I think, yesterday or the day before, they claim 9 deaths from coronavirus in the state of Washington, which are all the deaths in the U.S., or were at that point. And so I began looking at the local news in the state of Washington as opposed to the national news outlets. And sure enough, stuff began to come in about cases of the virus in a nursing home, long-term care. And here people have to make the distinction that if we are talking about a virus at all, which is an assumption to begin with, there's a difference between viruses that simply hang out and do nothing, that are always in the body, which are sometimes called passenger viruses, and those that might, under certain circumstances, become infectious and infecting the human body.
Mm-hmm.
And so here are all these people in this nursing home. God only knows how many diseases and disorders they've been diagnosed with in their long, long stay, and how many toxic drugs and vaccines they've been given, and all of their deterioration and health problems and so forth and so on. But if somebody decides through, parenthetically, a completely unreliable test that somebody there is positive for the coronavirus, all of a sudden, the whole scene changes. Now they are a case of the epidemic, a case of the virus. How did this happen? And all the questions begin, et cetera, et cetera. When, in fact, that has nothing to do with why they've been sick or ill or diseased, why they're diseased now. It's just a con job that is designed to inflate case numbers and provoke press stories that are going to alarm people and think it's spreading, it's spreading, it's spreading. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on there.
You mentioned, John, about the passenger viruses, harmless passenger, things like that. Also, you know, sometimes you might be able to say, hey, we've got a load of viruses replicating and it's manifesting this way. We can actually isolate them from the blood. And, you know, so there is a level of evidence or proof that, John, I would say, oh, yeah, okay, they've gotten it. They found something in this case. But what causes cellular dysregulation to be vulnerable to viruses from outside or spewing them out from within our own bodies or our own cells? And I've gone back to the medical literature, and certainly there are some that are rife with conflicts of interest, but there's some legitimate science over the years. You've got to learn to differentiate. And I've seen even in the worst scaries of the viral world, like Ebola, that simply reintroducing a trace element or mineral like selenium results in a complete reversal of the manifestations of Ebola that seem to be 50% death rate, and by replenishing into the soils and the food of the people in an area where Ebola was prevalent, suddenly Ebola drops off the face of the earth. And why isn't that? If I can find it in the peer-reviewed medical literature, why isn't that something people are going, if it's a virus, we might ought to look at selenium for one?
Indeed. And of course, the answer to that now and in the past and so on is, how much money can I make selling selenium? And can I patent it?
Oh, my gosh.
Or do I have 500 competitors in the hour after I announce that it works?
John, you are so cynical. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. You're exactly right. Of course you are. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. More healthy discussion, empowering discussion. No fear porn here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The state of Washington is considering expanding voluntary cancellations of events and gatherings as the coronavirus continues to spread in the state. Governor Jay Inslee on CBS's Face the Nation.
Comic-Con's been postponed. We have a number of school closures. We are contemplating some next steps, particularly to protect our vulnerable populations in our nursing homes and like. And we are looking to determine whether mandatory measures are required.
The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Anthony Fauci, spoke on NBC on who needs to protect themselves.
The question is, if you're a vulnerable person, take it seriously, because particularly when you have community spread, you may not know at any given time that there are people who are infected.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
The question of who benefits, the question of, or the statement, follow the money. Most people go, yeah, good question, good statement. I'm down with that. And then you bring it up, John, as your articles do, $8.3 billion. It's about, you know, where is this coming from? Why? And you go, oh, no, no, not that. These people only want to help. They're really genuinely concerned. And I'm not saying that there aren't people in government or genuinely concerned that are just completely mindless and they just go where the money goes. But why aren't people acknowledging the things they would acknowledge elsewhere, like who benefits and follow the money?
Give you a great example from my old city in the past, Los Angeles. I wrote about this, I think it was yesterday. The mayor, Eric Garcetti, just announced a citywide state of emergency having to do with the coronavirus. And, of course, press conference, press releases, form letters sent out to citizens of the city, et cetera, et cetera. So he jumps right in and he says, right out there in the open, that by declaring a state of emergency in the city of Los Angeles, he or the government has access to federal funds to fight the epidemic. There it is. That's the carrot and the stick. Now, don't think that that's the only city or state in the country or province in the world where that is the case, because that's the way central government convinces smaller governments to go along and to cooperate in their edicts and policies. They start waving money around and they say, well, look, if you want access, you've got to help us fight the virus and you've got to declare a state of emergency. And then, as a result of that, all kinds of rules and regulations go into effect, having to do with isolation, maybe quarantine, this, that, and the other thing. And so we make sure that, you know, you've got to do all these things that we tell you to do. And unspoken, we all understand, of course, that when you declare a state of emergency, this is going to increase the fear level, and that's a good thing because that's what we're trying to market, fear. That's the whole idea. So you've got now, and this is not being covered, of course, by the press, many governments across the United States which are appealing and applying to the Centers for Disease Control and the federal government for funds, for money. Give us money, 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 as much as possible. And we'll do whatever you want us to do. Declare a state of emergency, done, no problem. What else? What can we do to get the money? So on a very real level, this is going on all the time. And what does it produce? Well, just, you know, think about it. It produces an allegiance and an alliance of many officials on many different levels that are all going to share the mind meld of the virus is coming, the virus is coming, the virus is coming. That's what it does.
Well, you know, I look at this pattern that has emerged since we become aware of it so many years ago, and I'm open, you know, to, I try to say, I believe I am, if John, they came to me and we had third-party independent laboratory validation of people dying of what they're claiming the coronavirus, and they found millions of actively replicating viruses that it could identify, sequence, and photograph by transmission electron microscope, which is another necessary aspect of isolation, validation, that they can duplicate and show this picture and take another. And I'd be going, okay. It's like, it's not that I'm so stuck on this thing, but I'm like, they haven't. Nope, to my mind, I've not seen anybody that's come forward with that. They're still all operating on RT-PCR, reverse transcriptase PCR, and if not that, then CT scans of the lungs, pneumonia, and you did an article about lumping together all cases, including what they call presumptive cases, which means what? What? What is a presumptive case?
Exactly. It means somebody who hasn't been tested or was tested and the results are not in. So I asked the question, well, then how did they decide that this person was a presumptive case in the first place? I mean, do they just kind of roll the dice and put on a blindfold and point the finger at somebody and say, there it is? You know, it could be, well, let's see, he parked his car in the lot outside a nursing home where we have two other presumptive cases, you know, or he was a recent traveler from Asia, so we automatically put him in that category. And then, of course, when the press gets a hold of these statistics, they don't bother to separate presumptive and confirmed. They just put it all together and call it cases. And in fact, it's my understanding at this point that the CDC has done the same thing. Mm-hmm. That when they report on numbers of cases, and the numbers, as you can see, are growing, that they are lumping them all together as well. So this is a way of and I've covered this many times in other so-called epidemics, how do you inflate case numbers? How do you make it seem worse than it is? Well, presumptive is one way you do that.
Yeah, and again, if we're here to say we just want to see some level of independent validation, verification, I don't think we're being unreasonable. I think we're being very reasonable. And, you know, I wrote an article last week, which is available at robertscottbell.com, that actually gave what I'm doing, what I do. Normally, cold and flu season, I do this. You know, it's specific to, you know, the right form of selenium, different things like silver that we know is virostatic. So there are rational things you can do that are being decried as irresponsible. But what is responsible? Fear porn? Driving people to do things that have experimental status, or even the funding of vaccines a year from now or 6 months, whenever they come out, for mutating viruses that they've not actually adequately isolated, or if they have, they're certainly not revealing it so anybody from an independent authority or investigator can go, oh, yeah, no, this is for real. I just find so many holes in the story that... you know, I try to tell people, okay, we're trying to find some way to validate this thing, and I haven't been able to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've talked about that too, and I've written to one or two people about this, aside from my articles, because I have seen two photos, electron microscope photographs, called micrographs, of what is supposed to be the new coronavirus. They accompanied a study that was published. So I look at these. Of course, I don't have a professional eye for this, but I see in one photograph about six arrows pointing to little things in the photograph. And I look at these things and I say to myself, well, a lot of them seem to look different from one another. How do they decide that they're all the coronavirus? What's the clue here? What am I missing? Are they enlarging this photo and they haven't shown the enlarged? What's going on? I don't see anything that looks like the cartoons that they publish with the big ball and the spikes or nothing even remotely resembles that. So I send out a query here, a query there, and so far I haven't gotten anything back. But my point would be this. Let's say that you're going to use an electron microscope to try to identify a virus from a sample taken from a human being. This, to me, is maybe the very best you can do in the realm of testing to try to show either something here is going on or it isn't. Well, okay. How many patients should you do that with? How many people that have been presumptively or however diagnosed as coronavirus patients should you do that with in order to be as sure as you can possibly be? Let's just use common sense. I would certainly say several hundred, at least. Mm-hmm. If they're talking about, who knows, whatever it is now, tens of thousands of cases worldwide, show me several hundred illustrations from different patients of these electron microscope photos. I see that nowhere. I see nobody talking about it, nobody thinking it's important, nobody caring. It doesn't make any difference to the scientists of the day. And I find this completely outrageous, because if you're going to claim that, A, you found a new virus, and, B, it is definitely causing disease, then you have to fall back on at least the very best kind of test that exists and do it over and over and over, and independent people with no conflict of interest have to do it over and over and over again to find out whether you're talking truth or talking fear.
Yeah, and there's, you know, peer review, there's a lot of sham peer review. I've covered that on this show many times, but there's a legitimate peer review as well where, you know, you share the samples and you say, here, you see if you can find what I find. And I don't, there's, if that's going on, John, they're not publicizing or promoting it. You know, we try to keep an eye on the peer-reviewed journals and say, okay, there's some interesting things happening here, or it looks like more of the nonsense. And, you know, I keep asking the questions. You keep asking the questions. You're digging even deeper and not finding adequate answers to verify and validate the claim of the one virus, whatever it is, causing all of this mayhem, going to kill everybody, you know. So what are we left with again?
I published a piece, again, I think it was yesterday, in which a scientist at the CDC in a press briefing said something to this effect. We tested for the first cases of coronavirus in the U.S. with a sequence, meaning a genetic sequence of the virus that was posted, meaning we didn't do it, somebody else did it, and we took that and we used it to develop a test.
Wow. Stand by. We got to take a break. We're going to be back to wrap up hour one of the Robert Scott Bell Show with John Rappaport. Messages, information, empowering things you're not going to hear anywhere else in broadcast media. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, nomorefakenews.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
RobertScottBell.com. Links are up to NoMoreFakeNews.com. New articles coming all the time here at the show with show notes as well as NoMoreFakeNews.com. I encourage you to sign up for email alerts in both places to stay up on things that will give you a perspective. I think empowering people to walk through with their eyes open. And if you don't want your eyes open or ears open, you're probably not here. So never mind for those people. John, you mentioned genetic sequencing. They post it and they go here and then we use it here and use it there. But they don't independently validate and verify the genetic sequence. So everybody's just going on an assumption, like a presumption.
Yeah, like a presumption. So as I was saying before the break, in this press briefing, a doctor from the CDC said, we developed our first tests identifying coronavirus cases in America from a genetic sequence of that virus that had been posted. It wasn't that the CDC did the work. Somebody else did, maybe in China, whatever. And we took that sequence, and that's how we developed the test. So you're relying on this? And I queried a scientist whose name shall remain anonymous, but whom I have come to trust on many matters over the years. And he said, it appears to me that the CDC did not have an actual biological specimen of the virus. Wow.
Whoa.
That's what it seems to mean if you read the text of that press conference. We developed the test from somebody's ideas, let's say, the genetic sequence of the virus, but we ourselves did not have a specimen of it, an actual thing. And so you begin to say, well, who did have the actual thing?
Mm-hmm.
And you begin to trace it back, and of course, you now get into the fog. Where is it? Who has it? Is it? Does it exist? Was it ever really discovered? Or was it only inferred, excuse me, from so-called indirect markers?
Right.
This is the kind of thing that we're talking about when you dig deep into these questions below the surface.
Yeah, and of course it's inconvenient when you ask the questions that you think the big-time media with all the budgets would be able to ask, but they're not. They just accept the pronouncements. We do not. And we want validation. And that's science wants validation, but apparently not when it comes to this. The CDC, supposedly the tops of the world, they don't ask for a sample so they can test and sequence it themselves. They say, well, whatever was coming out of China, we'll just trust. We'll just believe. That's not how it works, y'all. All right, we got a couple of minutes left, John. You've done some other shows, obviously, and I love it that you're getting more and more exposure, but I understand some of the interviews you've done have been censored.
Well, there is one. I did a interview with Catherine Austin Fitz of the Solari Report. These are wide-ranging conversations that she does on a number of subjects. And this one was on the coronavirus and also got into the area of vaccines that could, might be developed and what people should watch out for. And then there was another Solari report that she did with an attorney with vast credentials named Mary Holland, and they discussed mandated vaccines or mandated vaccine policy where, you know, laws are being passed in areas and children have to take this vaccine or that, these vaccines. And these videos, both of them excerpts, were posted up on Vimeo. And yesterday, I believe, they were taken down. Boom. And a notice was sent out to Catherine saying, violates our policy, this, that, and the other thing, disputing vaccine safety. Don't have the exact wording in front of me, but, you know, this sort of thing. Or another sort of boilerplate thing that they say when they take down a video is treating tragedies as hoaxes.
Right, right.
That might be a reason and so on. And so this is outright censorship.
Mm-hmm.
This is saying people don't have the ability or the right to make up their own minds or to even know that somebody has this information and research. They shouldn't be exposed to it. They shouldn't hear it. They shouldn't see it. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't read it.
Well, if you want to go beyond the Ministry of Information, then you're in the right place. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. John Rappaport, No More Fake News. We always bring it. He always brings it. I appreciate you, my friend, so very much. And I'll remind everybody, it's true no matter what the bad guys say. The power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456, 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.